A Lesson from My Dad by Mary Beth M. My dad, Big Jim, was a far from perfect specimen. But he was daddy, and I was daddy's girl, and I loved him, flaws and all. One day, I came home from school all upset because someone had hurt my feelings. I recounted the story to daddy, expecting an outpouring of sympathy against this wrongdoing. "Mary Elizabeth, I'm ashamed of you," Daddy surprised me by saying. "How can you be so conceited?" "Conceited? Me? Good grief, I was the injured party here, not the culprit. I was in shock." "For you to think this girl did this to you on purpose is very conceited," he continued. "Chances are she wasn't even thinking about you when she did it. Most people are more concerned with what they want than they are with hurting someone else. To deliberately hurt someone takes effort, and most people don't even think of others as worth the effort." I had to think about that one a bit. I remembered all the times I said, "I didn't mean to," when one of my three younger sisters thought I was out to get them. And I had to agree with him. When they charged foul, I usually wasn't even thinking about them. Maybe he had a point. "Don't ever get the idea you're more important than anyone else," he warned. "You are no better than anybody out there." Well, no problem there. I didn't think that I thought I was more important than anyone else. But he wasn't finished. "No. You're no better than anyone else around, but by God, you are every bit as good as everybody else." Thanks to the lesson Daddy gave me that day, I've been able to shrug off a lot of petty incidents as nothing, when I could have been tempted to make them a huge deal. I'd guess a lot of relationships are much smoother for me because of Daddy's advice. Although he's been gone for more than 30 years, he's still helping me. I guess that's one of the benefits of being Daddy's girl.